Coyotes, welcome back to the CSUSB Advising Podcast. This is Matt Markin, an academic advisor here at Cal State San Bernardino. And on today's episode, we're going to learn more about the Bachelor of Science degree in Health Services Administration. And to help us learn more about this major, let's welcome to the podcast the program coordinator, Dr. Nicole Henley. Dr. Henley, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule for this. I'm really excited for this particular episode. We have a lot of students interested within majors within the College of Natural Sciences. So very glad for you to be here today. But before we dive into the major, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, your path into higher education?
Sure. Well, I'm currently an associate professor in the Department of Health Science and Human Ecology in the program coordinator for the Health Services Administration program. So my journey, I always tell people my journey wasn't as planned as I thought. My interest was always in finance. So I have an undergraduate degree in finance and MBA in business management. But while pursuing my graduate degree, I was part of a graduate program where I was able to teach. So I was introduced to teaching college algebra, and I just fell in love with teaching. And so it kind of shifted my trajectory into higher education. I was a first generation college student involved in a lot of those TRIO programs as far as EOP. I was a McNair Scholar, and that exposure, again, kind of piqued my interest in higher education. And, you know, my mentors and advisors kind of shifted me in that direction of pursuing a PhD so that I can teach. And so that's kind of my career in terms of education. I worked for LA County Department of Health Services for about 5 years, wanting to get that hands-on experience before going into the classroom full-time. And I was an adjunct for about 5 years as well. So again, I'm glad of the journey that prepared me for this experience, especially being a first generation college student. So,
and let's say a student hears about Health Services Administration. They're like, tell me more about that major. How do you describe that major to students?
The major is, it has one of those terms that's kind of interchangeable with healthcare management, health administration. And I always tell students, when you hear the term administration, it's pretty general. And then when you add the term health, again, it's just the management and administration of health organizations, whether you're in a hospital, whether you're in a clinic, not-for-profit, for-profit. But I think students get overwhelmed when they think of health administration. But again, when you think about every aspect of your healthcare, that's where health administration come in. We work alongside, or we provide that level of support and management for those providers within those agencies.
And I guess generally speaking, if a student's like, well, now that I kind of have that foundation of what the major is, what would I be learning in the classes that I'm taking?
Good point. So aside from just the GEs all students have to take, we divide our major into kind of like three areas where you have your lower division courses. And it's kind of interdisciplinary, where you learn, again, you may have to take an accounting class, a marketing class, right? Management class, even outside of the department. So we've made the major kind of interdisciplinary because, again, when you think of management, management falls within any discipline, right? And so we try to make the experience more well-rounded for the students so then that they can identify maybe a specific area they're interested in going into when it comes to management, right? So they may learn about policy, health policy. They may learn about finance and marketing and strategic planning. So again, when you think about all those different areas that fall under management, we kind of expose our students to that, again, with the hopes of them saying, I enjoy human resources more, or maybe they're more interested in the policy aspects, right? Health policy, or maybe more specifically the administrative function of it. So again, they have those major requirements, and they also have an opportunity to select 2 to 3 electives, upper division electives, where they can kind of personalize a few classes to get more experience and more in-class information or content related to other topics. Maybe they want to merge the management with public health, right? Because we do have three other majors within our department. So again, they have this opportunity to kind of add additional courses from an elective side if they want to learn more, pursue other topics within the major.
Wow. Yeah. I like that flexibility with it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you get this question a lot too, the career question. So can you talk more about what kind of career areas that one might go in utilizing this major?
Awesome. That's a great question. And it is a common question, because even for our students, a lot of times when we're advising, we'll say, hey, so what do you want to do when you graduate? Oh, I want to run a hospital. It's like, that's like the number one position or job. And so we hope with the inclusion. So I'll get back directly to your question. But when we were able to elevate the program to a separate bachelor's degree, we incorporated the intro to HSA, right? Because it's the class that kind of introduces the students to the major, the different professional areas, right? Whether it's the provider side or the administrative side or the ancillary side. And we found that students have a much well-rounded understanding of the major. Mm-hmm. So they're also required in their last year to complete an internship. And we identify different sites, you know, within the Inland Empire where students may work or do their internship at hospitals, clinics, other university areas that may bring in students. Students may work in research, right? A lot of health has to do with addressing health disparities and health inequities. So you find students more interested in the data and research side of things. So again, our students are placed in different agencies and different areas, whether it's for-profit, not-for-profit, when you think about hospitals, clinics, public sector, the government, right? So the students have numerous and various opportunities to explore once they complete their undergraduate degree.
Very nice. And let's say someone is a student's on the fence of declaring, like they're like, this sounds like a very interesting program. You know, maybe I want to declare it. I'm not sure. Any advice you have for a student that's kind of like in that type of situation?
Yeah, good question. We've found some students who are non-declared majors, right, that may switch over. So I always try to encourage students, one, to meet with program coordinator. They can always meet with me or meet with another faculty advisor within our program to kind of help them better understand what options are there as it relates to whatever their interests are, right? We always want to help students have that critical thinking aspect of where do you see yourself in 3 to 5 years, or what do you consider your strengths, and where do you see yourself serving? A lot of our students want to give back and they want to serve, but they may not be interested in interested in the provider side, like being a nurse or being a doctor, right? So they want to help people. They want to be in a healthcare setting, but we always tell them this is another way where you can support and you can assist and you can help on the administrative management side, aside from just being the actual provider. So I would encourage them to speak with a faculty member, myself as a program coordinator, meet with other students. We can always schedule a time where non-HSA students can meet with other HSA majored students, right? If they have questions and want more of a hands-on understanding and experience. And then a non-direct way, I always tell students, if they're currently a CSUSB student, every student has a pause report, right? Mm-hmm. They can go within the system of My Coyote and generate a mock pause report using a different major. Mm-hmm. And that way it can show them what courses they've already taken and what would count towards the major. And then it will give them an idea of what additional requirements they need to meet in order to fulfill the major. But as you mentioned, you know, there are podcasts, there are videos out there, but to really get a hands-on experience, always tell students to meet with a faculty member, someone who's had that experience, even our adjuncts. They have a lot of hands-on experience because a lot of our part-timers are still working in the field. So that's a perfect way as well for them to get a better understanding of the field and whether or not it's something of interest. I hope I answered the question.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it's great advice for that.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then I'm sure, too, with any major, sometimes there's misconceptions. Can you think of any misconceptions a student or someone might have when they hear Health Services Administration, or what they might think the major is versus what it really is?
I think a lot of times, aside from just misconceptions, students they have a lack of knowledge. And I think the lack of knowledge may gear them towards this idea of misconceptions, but what they can do with the degree. I think the most common misconception is not understanding the vast of opportunities that exist with this major. Like I mentioned before, they're taking classes within that can fall into other areas or major specific, right? Finance, marketing, management, accounting. They're getting exposed to public health, environmental health, right? So they have this exposure, and I kind of look at it as like an interdisciplinary degree, but more of a health focus. So I think the most common misconception is not understanding the vast opportunities that can exist with this field, with this major.
And last question is, you know, let's say someone is already a health services administration major, or they're now going to declare it. Are there any resources or anything else that you want to add about your major or department?
Yeah, so we are building up our department website. I always encourage students to visit the website. They can explore the department as a whole or major specific. So there are tons of resources online. We've created it's called a HSA information sheet, where it talks about the career forecast within the next 3 to 5 years, what that looks like, specific jobs. It talks pretty much about what we've covered today, you know, what are the specific areas that students may or graduates may go into following a degree in HSA. So our department website have a plethora of resources and information. Again, resources are the faculty. We're tangible, living, breathing resources who would love to just, you know, meet with students and share with them. One thing we're also doing is we are bringing back the student club. So pre-pandemic, we had a student organization or student club that kind of, you know, fell to the wayside since COVID. And so now a few students have expressed the interest about the club. So we're starting that back up within the next couple of weeks. So again, I always encourage students, stop by our department. We're in physical science building room 226 is our office. So it's a lot of information there where they can physically grab or, you know, schedule time to meet with any of us to learn more about the program.
Oh, that sounds awesome. And we'll make sure to also include the link to your website in our show notes as well. But a lot of useful information, and, you know, I look forward to having our students listen to this and learn more about HSA. So thank you so much, Dr. Henley, for being on the podcast today.
Thank you. I truly appreciate you guys taking the time out to gather this information in such an organized manner so that students, whether they're campus students or not, they can learn more about these programs and majors.